Okay, next word, perturb. Perturb is a transitive verb. It means worry, upset. In Chinese, 使不安, 使担心. Be perturbed about something. Be perturbed about something. 为什么而心烦意乱? Be perturbed about something. For example, his sweats didn't perturb her in the least. His sweats didn't perturb her in the least. 他的威胁一点也没有使她不安。同学们要重点辨析如下的几个词汇 disturb disturb 语气比 perturb 要弱得多，表示并非用心的去扰乱别人。 I think you still remember the sentence in lesson 1. It is disturbing to think that there is a puma at large in the quiet country. Okay, next. Plague P-L-A-G-U-E它主要是指病痛或类似事情的折磨而使人苦恼。For example, the terrible disease plagued him. Next, trouble, 搅扰，搅扰别人的安宁舒适等等。For example, sorry to give you trouble, sorry to trouble you, 对不起，打扰您了。Worry.表达不安的心情到了忧虑的程度，心情极为不宁。He's worried about his son's safety. Okay, worry. Fret, F-R-E-T. 持续的忧虑、哀伤或者是焦急，表示一种烦躁的心情。Now listen to me carefully. He fretted himself all the time for news of her. He fretted himself all the time for news of her.Next, upset. Upset, 内心忐忑不安。I feel upset now because I'm afraid I hurt you, okay? Now, dismay, 使沮丧。所以请同学们务必要辨析开 perturb, disturb, plague, trouble, worry, fret, upset. Okay, next, scoop. Scoop is a transitive verb.Take up, take out with a scoop, 用勺子去铲出。For example, she scooped out some sugar. She scooped out some sugar, 她用勺子弄出了一些糖。在口语当中我们会用到 make a scoop. Make a scoop, 走运赚大钱抢先得到新闻。For example, 是那个家伙走运。That guy made a scoop. Okay, next. Ominously. Ominously, as you know, this is an adverb, as a sign that something especially bad is going to happen in the future. In Chinese, 有预兆的，不祥的。其形容词形式 ominous. For example, 瞧那不祥的黑云。Look at those ominous black clouds. Ominous 的名词 omen. O-M-E-N. Omen, okay? 不祥征兆 For example, this is a good omen. This is a bad omen. 同时 omen 也是一个及物动词表示预测预兆 The clouds omen rain. The clouds omen rain. 那么乌云预示着将一场大雨了。Okay, next, rip. Rip is a transitive word, means tear something quickly and violently. 要注意它和 tear, T-E-A-R 的区别，表示用力的去撕扯、划破，把这封信用力的撕开 ,rip the letter open. 撕下某人的假面具 ,rip one's mask away. Mask, M-A-S-K, mask.Got it. 有关于 rip 的表达方式，请同学们要掌握住如下的表达法。Let things rip. Let things rip means let things be. 听其自然。Rip into. Rip into. 猛攻抨击。Rip off. O-F-F. 偷窃。Rip up the back. Rip up the back. 背后说坏话。 Okay, next important word. Stretch. Stretch is a noun. A level area of land or water. And furthermore, it means a continuous of time. 那么既表示水域区域也表示时间的连续。所以我们译成中文常翻译为一大片 for example, 一大片平地 a stretch of land, 一大片水域 a stretch of water, 连续长不断的时间 stretch, 我们经常用于短语 at a stretch, 连续的不停顿的一口气的 for example, he worked for hours at a stretch, 他一口气工作数个小时 okay. Now listen to me, and I think then you know how to use the word stretch. We drew fast on a stretch of open field. We drew fast on a stretch of open field. A stretch of open field, 开阔的田野车在开阔的田野上飞驰。He's unable to work for long stretches. Stretches, 复数形式。他不能够连续的工作。Okay, long stretches. 请同学们试着做几个翻译。连绵不断的群山。Yeah, of course you should use stretch. A stretch of hills.Stretch 除了名词这个用法而外，同学们还要把握住，它本身又是一个及物动词。It means spread out, extend, go beyond a limit. 所以表示伸出去，也表示到了极限。Okay, now translate the sentence. He stretched out his hand to get the apple.他伸出手去购买苹果。There are forests stretching for hundreds of miles. 片片森林绵延数百英里。好，请同学们注意下一语句 stretch 的含义。Transport was rather stretched in the spring festival.那么言外之意，这个交通在春节期间已经是到了，显然不能表示溢出、伸出 ，right？ 也不表示伸展。So, in fact, 在春节期间，交通已经到了极限。Let's say there are too many passengers. Now, so much for this word, stretch.Next important one, obstacle. Obstacle is a noun. 它是一个名词 in tennis, 障碍。它经常和介词 to 搭配。For example, lack of education is an obstacle to success. Lack of education is an obstacle to success. 缺少教育是成功的障碍。请同学们注意下列短语 Constitute an obstacle to 构成什么的障碍 Constitute 克服障碍 Remove an obstacle Or overcome an obstacle 如果想表达妨碍某人的发展 Put obstacle in somebody's way 注意 Obstacle 要和介词 to 搭配。